Brother, welcome to the podcast, Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man as voted by Marshall Davis, David Bowie, and Bryan Cranston. Who do we got in the chat right now? Keith King, Crypt, 902 Rider, iBook Boy, Ring-a-ting-ding-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me- May and maybe even a few lurkers. Today is a very happy Friday here on twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle. This podcast is currently taking place at 3:36 p.m. Pacific time. If you guys want to watch it live, tune in Friday, twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle, right around 3:30 p.m. for the podcast. We're a little bit late today because I had to take a doo-doo. Little baby had to boop-boop. I started the stream countdown and then thought, oh, hold the fuck on, man. I'm not going to make this. Anyways, today we have plenty of topics, a lot more news today than topics, but for those of you who skateboard and like to support my brand, I have some news on Cake Muscle skateboards. But first, do you want a chance to win a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack shipped directly to you? Free of charge if you live in America? Would you like to be the proud owner of not one, not two, but typically five or six free stickers? Well, all you have to do is answer a trivia question. Who else out there gives away stickers every single podcast, every single week, week after week? I don't know who does it. I do it, though. And anyone else who does it, they're stealing that idea from me. So keep that in mind. Today's trivia question has to do with Greek mythology. Oh, yes. I fell down the rabbit hole of Greek mythology earlier, Googling all around, and I found a pretty interesting story that maybe you guys have heard about. So, if you know the answer, just type it in the chat. First one to type it is the winner. If you're American, greatest country on earth. Here, in Greek mythology, this man was a titan who is credited with the creation of humanity from clay. He defies the gods by stealing fire and giving it to humanity as civilization. He's known for his intelligence and as a champion of humankind. He is also seen as the author of the human arts and sciences generally. Now, Soldius says Cronus, incorrect. 902 Rider says King Koopa, incorrect. Krept says Ares, wrong. Soliduita says Hephaestus, wrong. Mo Letter Remy says Prometheus. The answer is, in fact, Prometheus. I already knew this story. Why? Because I used to eat a really spicy tortilla chip made by Prometheus Farms or something like that. Or Prometheus. I forgot what it was, but it was called the Prometheus chip. It's no longer around. I think it probably killed somebody. But I ate this potato chip. It fucked up my entire life. There's videos of it online. But in the About Me, oh, it was called Prometheus Micro Farms. In the About Me section of that website, it explained why they named their operation Prometheus Micro Farms. And Crept beat me to the punch here. I was going to tell you guys about an alien, Prometheus and Bob, an old TV show. I think it was called Kablam, although I could be wrong. There was a series called Prometheus and Bob. And I think the premise for the show was Bob would try to do something and Prometheus would try to help him, but it would always backfire on Prometheus. You guys don't fucking care. Who cares about these old stupid-ass cartoons anyways? I know I fucking don't. Bunch of dumbass shit if you ask me. Anyways, let's talk about Cake Muscle skateboards. Now, I finally got the skateboard decks in my possession. Here was the plan. I was going to get these decks, and because I'm not having the distributor heat transfer... Oh shit, by the way, Moleta Remy, get back to me with your information so you can claim your prize, you fucking badass you. You master of Greek mythology. Anyways, I got these skateboard decks basically as blanks. And the reason for that is I wanted to save money on my side and on your side by avoiding the cost associated with having the distributor heat transfer graphics onto the decks. I thought to myself, I can either write something or draw something on the decks or stencil something onto the decks myself, saving time and money for me and you guys. If you buy a skateboard deck in a shop, it's going to cost you $45, $48, $50. Then you maybe pay for grip tape, then maybe pay for whatever else. That's because the shop has to pay for a bunch of fees for them to get the deck, and then whoever sent it from them has to pay whoever sent it for them. I'm the first one in line here, so I thought I could draw on it myself, do some graffiti shit. My hands aren't steady enough. I don't have good handwriting, so I'm thinking maybe I'll just write the words cake muscle in my own handwriting. Fuck this whole graffiti style thing. It's just gonna be me writing the word cake muscle, and that's kind of lame. It's not very creative, not very clever, but you guys are gonna be paying only $29 for a skateboard. No one sells skateboards that cheap, and it's going to be the same quality as some of the greatest skateboard companies out there, because what a lot of you guys don't know is a lot of the skateboards in America come from generally the same two places, all right? Even the distributors get them from somewhere else, usually Mexico or China or sometimes Canada. They're all going to be the same fucking thing, okay? And everyone says, well, you could tell the difference because of the shape. They make different fucking shapes. There's not just one country that makes a certain shape only. These are just pieces of wood pressed together, and I've been skating these for a long time. Same quality as any of the great companies out there. I stand by it. I'm able to skate on it. By the way, when's the last time I did a setup video? It's probably like 8 months ago. That's how good these skateboards are. Anyways, these should be available later in the week. My issue right now is I need to figure out a font that I can replicate myself, that I can do with my hand, that will remain consistent. That's my big problem. I'm not much of a calligraphy expert, and it's holding me back quite a bit, trying to make these skateboards look the same. My biggest nightmare right now is for some mom to buy their kid a skateboard, and they get it, and the A on cake muscle is lowercase, and they thought the A was gonna be uppercase, and I get a fucking email saying, I want my money back. This is not how the picture showed it. That's my worst fucking nightmare. Number one, it's a nightmare because I would hate to think that anyone out there who supports cake muscle would surround themselves with someone who cares that much about such little shit. By the way, speaking of caring about little shit, the next topic. But I want you guys to support the cake muscle if you guys are down. I just want you guys to know that they're not going to look that cool. And I hope that's something that you guys can deal with. That's what I'm struggling with. That's what I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to sell. All right, I'm not sure if that's going to be a big selling point to say, oh, you get the skateboards, I just drew on it. Because I feel like that's going to be the number one thing that people are going to hate on. They're going to say, well, why would I fucking pay for this? All you did was fucking draw on it. All you did was take a marker and write cake muscle. I'm in a position to where I can't really respond. You know, I can't really talk shit back because he's kind of right. By the way, I bought this marker's expensive, by the way. But I don't know. I'm nervous about how these are going to sell because in the past, we've had the Dragon Ball Z decks. Those took fucking forever to sell, and they were pretty cheap. I dropped the price down significantly so that I could get rid of those in the final few months, and they took forever to get rid of. And I'm thinking now, this is actually, as far as like visually, the visual quality of these skateboards is going to be even less. So hopefully I can convince my followers and viewers and whatever to buy these things. Anyways, I know you guys are like the next level of followers because you're here on Twitch, but to try to sell this idea on YouTube is gonna be a fucking doozy. Hopefully we can pull it off. I could always use your guys' help though. When I finally eventually do an update video, which will be whatever day these finally go up, available on cakemuscle.com. I wouldn't mind if you guys wrote positive things in the comments, because I rarely censor my comments ever unless I feel like the comments are trying to fuck with my money, right? So if somebody says I bought a cake muscle and it sucked, I'm gonna delete that comment because I know that they did not buy a cake muscle, okay? They're never gonna post a picture of it. It's just somebody just talking shit with their dumbass fucking 13-year-old friend next to him giggling saying, we got him, ah, I hope he responds to me. I just delete that shit because you're trying to fuck with my money. You're trying to influence other people. But it also works the opposite way. Maybe those of you who have gotten a cake muscle before can go on the comments and say, I got a cake muscle last time, I'm going to get one now. And then maybe one random person who's browsing through the comments will read that. And that will be the straw that breaks the camel's back and makes them want to buy a skateboard. I don't know. You guys know what I'm saying. It's a war of like a million tiny battles here. That's what sales are to me. It's a big war with a million tiny little fucking battles. And if you can win one or two little extra battles here and there, it might win the fucking war. So these cake muscle skateboards, they ship everywhere. Just like anything in the world that you buy online, they can ship anywhere. It just costs a lot more money. So we'll move on to the next topic, which has to do with Twitch, has to do with pussies, and has to do with people really overreacting for no reason. Now, let me explain the story. I talked about this yesterday, if you guys were here for my Mario World stream. There's something on Twitch. Oh, it is a heinous act. It is one of the most deviant, horrible things you can do on Twitch. Is it, say, the F word? No. Is it be homophobic? Oh, absolutely not. Is it violence against animals? No. Even worse than those things. Here on Twitch, we have these things called raids. That's where, at the end of your stream, you send all of your viewers to a friend, to a comrade. Yes, it is a nice thing to do. It is respectable. I do it to all my friends all the time. I'll raid Wonthak or Lunar Jump or maybe Papanug or Super Ben or any of the regular Mario World players that I watch. Maybe even Keith King one day or just any number of Mario World players or Mario 64 players that I like to watch. At the end of my stream, I send my viewers there. Well, I was in a stream and they did that same thing. And I got over there and I wrote the word raid because that's the fun thing that people do. You write raid. Unfortunately, somehow, my message that said raid, it appeared before Twitch notified the chat that it was a raid. Oh no. So my word raid displayed before the little highlighted message said, you've gotten a raid. Oh my god. I broke the code. I spoiled it. Oh, the raid was going to be a big surprise, but Ninja Lifestyle came in and spoiled the raid. He's guilty of the crime known as raid spoiling. Oh my god. Multiple lives were lost. So I did that. And I noticed in the chat room everyone saying, oh, Ninja's the raid spoiler. Ninja spoiled it. What's wrong with you, Ninja? And I think to myself, wow, these guys are just breaking my balls. I thought it was just a funny thing to do. I thought it was kind of like on YouTube when someone writes first, and then all the other comments go, you're not first, idiot. You're not first. Just kind of like, you know, camaraderie, just breaking each other's balls. Who fucking cares? Busting your chops or whatever. Fun all time. So I think, ha, ha, ha. This is, we're all being friendly now. This is just regular old tomfoolery. Then I sit there and I watch the game for a little bit. 5 minutes goes by and I type, hey, how do you jump over that enemy? I'm having trouble in this level. And then the comments go off again. Oh, the raid spoiler's talking. You should ban him. The raid spoiler? I thought that whole thing was a joke earlier. No, it turns out people were actually mad. Human beings that exist on Earth were actually mad. And I've told you guys, we've run out of problems. The world has become such a safe place. There's so few things on Earth that annoy people that we have to create new annoyances. We have to create them. There's no longer racism on Twitch or homophobia. Now, the big issue is if you write raid too early. Now, it's okay to write raid. If I would have written it 3 seconds later, it'd be all gravy. Everything's good. I wrote the fucking word raid in a chat, and I got the chat room trying to ban me. I had these mods in this multiple thousand person, like 1,000 viewer streamer. I thought to myself, what, are you fucking kidding me? So I wrote, Are you guys seriously, like, mad about that? They write, yeah, that's actually really rude of you to do that. You spoiled the raid. I'm thinking to myself, the fucking streamer's not even watching the chat. First off, he didn't notice there was raid until 2 minutes later. First off. Second off, how did you remember my name 5 minutes later? How did you keep this in your brain long enough? I've really gotten on your nerves by typing the fucking word raid. We've run out of problems. That's the bottom line. There's no, like, the world is officially a perfect place. When shit like this starts happening to where you have to create an annoyance for something like that. You know what I've said? I said this yesterday. The next step is people getting really, really angry for misspellings. If you misspell a word, if you spell one word a little bit wrong, or even if you spell color with a U, because I think in the UK it's C-O-L-O-U-R, but over here it's C-O-L-O-R. Kind of like gray and gray. Sometimes you write G-R-A-Y, sometimes you write G-R-E-Y. People are going to start losing it. You're getting banned. Oh, did he just spell color in the non-American way? Ban! Ban! Build a wall, ban! Get him out of here! Never allowed on Twitch again. See you in Mixer, asshole. That's the next step. I couldn't fucking believe it. So it annoyed me, okay? I could have went on my way and said whatever, which actually that's what I did. I said, hey, listen, if you guys are this fucking mad, I wrote in the chat, are you guys seriously mad about this? And they said, well, obviously he's not going to apologize. And I was like, oh, I have to apologize for writing a word that was faster than Twitch's little system? I have to apologize for that? Are you fucking kidding me? All right, yeah, I'm not going to apologize. I'm sorry, guys. I'll get out of here. Clearly, that's not my crowd. And it makes me wonder what these people are like in real life. I did go on my way. But what really bothered me, and it shouldn't have bothered me, was this streamer's like an older guy, you know, probably about my age. So I would imagine his mods are about the same age too. If you look at my chat room, most of my mods are around my age. I don't think I have any 14 or 15 year old mods in here. I think everyone here is at least 21. So I thought to myself, a fucking adult just threatened to ban me because I wrote the word raid too early in a chat room. What the fuck? It made me embarrassed to be on this fucking planet with those people. I don't understand. I do not understand it. And, I had to talk about it because I went on Twitter, left a big old fucking rant. I went on my Discord. I was like, dude, is this serious? Because first thing I did was ask around. I asked my immediate stream circle. I said, is this a real thing? People get mad at this? And they said, most people don't care, but yeah, some people care. And I was like, oh, what? How? Mika says, what channel was this in? I'm not going to say, because I don't want to say anything negative about another channel. Also, the channel creator had nothing to do with it, right? He probably didn't care. He wasn't the one threatening to ban me. But I will tell you guys this. It was in the Super Mario World community. My favorite community. I've been telling you guys that Mario 64 community here on Twitch, a lot of egos, a lot of douchebags, a lot of cockiness, a lot of dumb shit going on in there. And I've always said, okay, well then, Super Mario World, all friendly, all happiness. Everyone's happy to see each other. Half of the guys in this chat right now came from the Mario World community. And I love it. I made some friends. I got some friends from the Mario World community coming from California to Las Vegas in 2 weeks. We're gonna be hanging out, drinking beers, eating pizza, having a good time. And if somebody accidentally says raid or spells a word wrong, I'm not gonna kick them out of the bar. No, because I don't fucking care about dumb shit like that. Jesus Christ. I don't understand. It's just a weird thing. It's like you're at the bar, you drink a beer, you set your beer down next to the coaster. And then a one drop spills onto the bar table. And you go, hey, there's a coaster there for a reason. Get out. Get the fuck out. And then the bartender's like, why are you doing this? And you're like, I'm a mod. Get out of this bar. I don't understand it. Just pissing me the fuck off. Anyways, appreciate you guys for being here. Enough ranting about Twitch. Let's talk a little bit about me. I'm trying to get skinny. This is the last personal topic I have. After this, we're going straight news articles. But I want to get skinny, and I have a plan. I need to be held accountable for me continuing to remain fat. And I know I'm not actually fat. Every time I say that, somebody in the chat room or somebody close to me is like, you're not fat, you just gained some weight. I know I'm not fat, but I will tell you guys this, and I'm being serious. Skateboarding is becoming way, way, way harder for me than it ever has been in my entire life. And I think it has to do more with my weight than it has to do with my age. A lot of people say, well, that's part of getting old. Yeah, I know. But you guys don't see, I really do eat like a fucking pig. And there's probably 4 days out the week where I pretty much don't do anything athletic at all. Okay, some days I'll work out. Usually the workout's pretty easy. My skateboarding day is like a huge workout day. But I'm trying to really fucking make this happen. And I feel like if I do something on YouTube, not a fitness channel, maybe like Workout Wednesdays or Getting Skinny... I don't know the names of it yet. I put a Twitter thing. Some people came up with some good ideas for a possible series. But I feel like doing something online is going to be a good way for me to stay accountable. Like, I have to make some type of workout video every single week. Maybe it's going to be me working out on the bench press. Maybe it's going to be pull-ups. Maybe it's going to be Dance Dance Revolution. Maybe it's going to be me running up and down some stairs or some bullshit like that. I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe it'll be me running with the dog. Those are just some ideas I just came up with right now. I haven't even put any thought into this whatsoever. But those are some of my real quick immediate thoughts. And I wanted to hear your guys' thoughts. If you think that would be something that A, people would watch, or B, you guys specifically, you guys know me pretty well. Do you guys think I could stick with something like that? Do you guys think I can do it? And don't just say you think I can do it because you think I want to hear it. Because I've been trying to get skinny for the past 6 months. I've made zero progress. Zero. Keith King says, Tubby Tuesdays. I like Tubby Tuesdays. Maybe that's what we'll do. 902 says meth is a good way. Okay, iBookBoy also agrees with meth. I'm trying to avoid meth, although I might have to go to the GMC, GNC, the vitamin store. I might have to get some shit from them because I'm sure they probably have some stuff that I can eat or drink that will sort of like make the fat burn faster and probably get back on the protein supplements and shit like that. I'll get back to being my regular buff size. I do this right now. I look at this buff-ass bicep, and I say, that's not the guy I used to know. I used to be fucking yoked, man, back in the day. If you guys watch a video, it's called The Day I Got Fired. I'm pretty sure that was that's a video of Buff Steve. I don't know if there's very many Buff Steve videos, but I seem to remember. I think that's one of them. There might be a few out there of Buff Steve trying to skate. I had a couple buff clips in the video called that. Workout Wednesdays. I like Tubby Tuesdays. Workout Wednesdays, everyone probably does that. Everybody probably has a Workout Wednesday, but does everyone have a Tubby Tuesday? Keith King might have just fucking sold it with a Tubby Tuesday. Solidus says you can do it. OG Mickey says you can do it. Hell fucking yeah, says iBookBoy. Okay, here's the thing though. I don't want to fail this. This is like one of those things where I don't want to over-dramatize it, but if I don't get my weight under control now... This sounds like the 600-pound life. If I don't get my weight under control now, skating is going to get harder and harder and harder. And then if I suffer a knee or foot injury, it's going to take longer to heal, which is going to make me even fatter. And then I'm going to be at this point where there's no turning back. And then I'm going to have to play video games nonstop, which that sounds great, by the way. But I need to really figure it out. Captain Obvious says maybe you can use Instagram TV. I don't know what that is or how to use it. I always see that people put long videos on Instagram TV. I don't know how that works. I need to figure it out, though. 902 says, sell your car and skate everywhere. I have a bicycle. It looks like the tweakerest bike ever. If I ride it in the next few days, I'll take a picture of it. It for sure, it's the saddest bike anyone will ever see. It always has two flat tires, but if I put air in it, the air stays. But it won't stay for like a week, which makes you think, oh, maybe there's a slow leak. Nah, I've changed the tubes multiple times. It's just one of those bikes that just can't keep air in the tires. No one knows why. Just a mystery bike. Maybe a BMX person out there can help me. Guy just says, cutting out sugar helps a lot. I need to do some research into what exactly I'm going to do. I've heard cutting out sugar works well. I've heard carbs. Don't eat a lot of carbs. And I've also heard just really basically just do cardio every day. You know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes every single day. Every single day. You know, 6 days a week, 7 days a week in the morning. I've heard that works wonders. And that's pretty simple to do, especially if I jump on coffee every morning too. I don't know. But you guys got to see this tweaker bike. If I jump on the tweaker bike, what if I ride that shit a couple miles every day? It ain't no mountain bike. It's like a BMX bike. It's actually like a child's bike. Like, it's not child-sized, but it's a bike that was made for a child. The grips on each side, one grip is just made out of nothing but duct tape. The other grip is some from a bike that was, like, the wrong size. It's all fucked up. And whatever. I got to figure it out, though. But I'm hyped. Now that you guys have had my back in the chat room here, I'm a little more hyped to do this. So, that being said, let's jump into the news. And let's start with Eminem. You guys want to talk about Eminem for a moment? The rapper, greatest lyricist of our time. Eminem drops surprise album with a video referencing the Las Vegas shooting. I watched this morning. And let me give you guys my initial thoughts. First off, Eminem's, I just said it, one of the greatest lyricists of all times. And the video is powerful, impactful, very dramatic. If you watch the video, whatever. It's a video about a really traumatic event. So, of course, people are going to get upset. But one thing, just to give him a little bit of more props about it, if you listen to the song without the video, it has sort of a different meaning than watching the song with the video, because he sort of has this dual story that he plays with words that have a double meaning. One of the ones that comes to mind is he says something along the lines of a bunch of magazines on the floor. But he sort of set that line up as if there was magazines that you would read, like a skate magazine on the floor. And then it's actually gun magazines on the floor. And then you can see that in the video, but if you're listening to it without the video, it sounds totally different. Anyways, this is about the October 1 shooting that happened in Las Vegas that killed 58 people. And Eminem has gone on record before talking about gun control. And that's cool. Whatever. Let's read the article, then I'll give you guys my thoughts on the whole thing. So, rapper Eminem once again dropped a surprise album, releasing, quote, music to be murdered by on Friday, along with a video that calls for changes to gun laws. The follow-up to 2018's Kamikaze, also released without warning, was announced on Twitter just after midnight. The Detroit rapper's new music video for, quote, Darkness, is one of the album's 20 tracks. It depicts a shooting at a concert. The lyrics and storyline of the video specifically allude to the 2017 mass shooting at a music festival in Las Vegas that left 58 people dead, making it the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. It closes with audio and video footage of news broadcasts from other recent mass shootings around the U.S. and an appeal to register to vote. Quote, when will this end? When enough people care, reads the text at the end of the video. Register to vote at vote.gov, make your voice heard, and help change gun laws in America. The link to the music video is on his website. It encourages viewers to contact or visit several gun violence prevention organizations, including Every Town for Gun Safety and Sandy Hook Promise. The cover art features blood splatter and a bearded Eminem clad in a suit and fedora and holding a shovel. An alternate cover features the same splatter with a now hatless Eminem holding both a hatchet and a gun to his head in an homage to Alfred Hitchcock's 1958 album of the same name, inspired by the master, Uncle Alfred. Music to be Murdered By is Eminem's 11th studio album. Among the collaborators, the album features Ed Sheeran, Skylar Grey, Anderson .Paak. Is that a dot? Is that a period? And Juice WRLD, the 21-year-old rapper who died in December. Now, Eminem can say whatever he wants to say. He's an impactful guy. He's a celebrity. He reaches a lot of people, and that's totally fine. You want to know why he can do that? Because of the First Amendment, I believe. And he's using that amendment to try to fuck up the next amendment in line. Am I fucking this up right? Am I saying these amendments in order? Because it just sounds too good to be true. You're allowed to make all this money because you're allowed to be in this country where you're allowed to do things that in other countries you're not allowed to do. You're allowed to say these things. But it's ironic in a way that you would use this free speech amendment to try to turn off one of the other ones. You're just going to pick and choose which ones you like. That way, and then the other ones, you don't like those. Here's the thing, though. The reason we have that Second Amendment, generally, okay, this is how I understand it. This is how I believe it, okay? You can argue that's not what the forefathers wanted or whatever. We could go down to that a million times. We could sit in that fucking room and argue for hours and hours and hours. But here's what it means to me, okay? This is my personal opinion. Let's pretend one day, Eminem, that this amendment that you used to speak your mind on any topic you want, let's say one day that another celebrity wanted to take that amendment away from you. Now, this amendment that's given you the ability to talk about religion, to talk about politics, to make your career, base your entire career, make millions of dollars based on saying shit that you're allowed to say when there's countries that don't allow things like that to happen. Okay, let's say someone took that away from you. Then you have nothing in your power to get it back until we get to the Second Amendment, in which if a government gets too out of hand and gets too predatory, we then have something to defend ourselves. Because if we have that First Amendment, I can throw as many words as I want at the government if there ever was some sort of weird, you know, shit hits the fan takeover, or let's even say another Great Depression, or let's even say where martial law was put into effect. I can throw all these free speech words at people and they won't do anything. But if I shoot someone to defend my family or my home or my land or my friends or my dog, that's a good way to stop someone. And I know that's a really hardcore way to look at it. Obviously, I've never been shy about my views on guns. I have a gun right in front of me right now, as well as surrounding me in every room of my house. So obviously I'm biased. Okay, I'm not saying that I'm a non-biased, middle-standing guy here. But what I am saying is I appreciate that you're using your First Amendment, but I don't necessarily appreciate that you're trying to take away my Second Amendment. That's all I'm saying. And I feel like maybe my perspective set, and my perspective is that these amendments are equally important in value, okay? And I'm sure then you would say, well, not everyone should have a gun. Only some people should have a gun. Like, we're doing our best here. I know there's a couple of problems in the ways that people get guns, right? But there's problems in everything. And just adding regulations to things isn't going to solve the problem. And I know that that's a whole nother debate entirely. But we've been at this war on drugs since the beginning of drugs. And we've never eradicated drugs, no matter how many fucking people you lock up for it. And that's not even something that people feel they have a right to have. Guns are something that people have this strong connection to politically, especially if you're an American. How are we going to win that battle when it's something close to Americans' hearts? We can't even win drugs. We can't even defeat a bunch of tweakers. As far as like, well, you shouldn't do that. Let's make a law about it. Let's lock you up if you fuck up. I mean, I just think that the whole gun reform thing is, it's too late. And then we keep talking about this gun buyback thing as if that could really happen. And maybe it could, you know, I think I would be surprised. But if it did happen, there's going to be a lot of change. There's going to be a lot of people that will never, ever give up their guns. And who's going to take their guns from them? It's going to have to be people with guns. And then it's going to be this whole situation where there's still going to be guns. People are going to be allowed to have guns. The president's always going to be surrounded by a bunch of guns. You know what I mean? Is he that much more important than me as a person? Maybe to the country, but not morally, not standing next to each other. I don't know. It's too big of a topic to address in one podcast. And I'll be honest with you guys, I'm not the most educated guy either. Okay? I also have a really hard time sometimes putting my thoughts into words. But the issue that we're dealing with here is, here's what I worry about. Okay, and I hope this doesn't come out the wrong way. I worry about that there's a couple of people kind of like in the middle, right? They kind of go, ah, I see your point, and I see your point. You know, I see your point. We need guns to protect ourselves, especially against government uprise, and we need guns to protect ourselves against criminals. I see your side. But then again, there are a lot of mass shootings, and a lot of bad people get these guns in seemingly legal ways and easy ways. So that would be a middle person. I can see both sides. It would annoy me if Eminem makes a song, and then this middle person goes, well, I really do like Eminem, taking that side. You know what I mean? But then it's really this mental battle too, because everything Eminem's saying in this video, he's not exaggerating the story. He's reenacting something that really happened. 58 people really died from a guy that had not that many warning signs, who had all of his weapons completely legally and was able to kill these people with relative ease. So I see his point, and I see the point. And I could sit here and debate it all day, and I know a lot of you guys who watch this kind of get annoyed that we end up on these topics every single time. But I don't know. It's too big. It's too broad of a topic to discuss. That being said, you know, when this guy was up there shooting at the concert goers, who did we send up to stop him? A bunch of people with guns. You know what I mean? Who had gun training. And I think it's hard to have a rational, calm conversation about this, especially with Americans, because I know a lot of you guys aren't American. Americans have this born, how do you say it? This born, like, religious, like, connection to our amendments, to our freedom. That's why these fuckers are so hyped on their fucking flags and their guns and their beer and their shit. You know what I mean? I don't just mean to say only rednecks, but I mean, that's why we have all these political holidays. We have fucking Memorial Day, President's Day, Labor Day. We have all this shit going on because we're so connected to that side. We're so proud to be free, you know, in a sense, that when the topic gets brought up about gun control and things like that, it becomes more personal to a lot of Americans. I probably fall in that boat also, to where it's more personal than logical. So it's hard to have a logical conversation when you feel so personally about these things. That's why a lot of you guys who aren't from America, you try to have a civil conversation with an American, and they say they just can't. They can't physically do it. Anyways, we're going to move on to another topic. We've spent too long on that. I mean, obviously, the October 1 shooting was a terrible thing, but I have a hard time. Last thing I'm going to say. I have a hard time taking any thing that the opposition says for gun control. I have a hard time taking that and saying, oh, that could really happen, you know? Stronger background checks. Okay, sure. Gun buybacks. Don't think it's ever going to happen. I don't think that Americans will do it. They're too personally attracted to what used to be their amendment where they could bear arms. I don't think it could reasonably happen. That's why I say that. Would it be a good thing? I don't know. I don't care. Like, it'd be a good thing if we could all go move to Mars and live there, but I don't think that could actually happen right now. So I'm not even going to entertain that fucking idea. The same way I'm not going to entertain the idea of buybacks, because to me, it just seems like something that's completely impossible to happen. It's just as likely as going to Mars, because these people aren't going to give up their fucking guns, and it's going to be a rough battle trying to take them. Anyways, I don't know. Maybe there's something I'm not considering. If you guys have any ideas on that, especially if you're watching this on YouTube, I'd love to hear it. Again, I'm trying not to be closed-minded, but I am certainly biased on this topic. I'm willing to read and listen to anything people have to say to me, and I'm willing to try to, you know, be respectful of everyone and everything. But I'm not telling you guys that my mind's really able to be changed. Maybe you could do it, maybe not, but I'm really not open. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm really not open to change my fucking mind on this one. So I do want to hear the other arguments, because my mind's been changed before on these big political topics. And it mainly has to do with me being uneducated on certain aspects. So whatever. Let's move on to the next one. Clerk shoots. Okay, of course. Clerk shoots reported trespasser after stabbing in North Las Vegas gas station. Okay, let's read quickly. Two people were hospitalized after a stabbing and shooting at a gas station in North Las Vegas Wednesday morning. Oh, I know where this is. Me and Andy and Doug and everyone skated right here, and we all went into this gas station and got some chips one day. This is right by these ramps They're kind of like ramps. You go up this ramp and then you stall and you drop back in. Anyways, Levitt said the caller reported that a person refused to leave the building. Police said the store clerk then followed the trespasser outside the gas station. The clerk, later identified by police as 27-year-old Anthony Wright, and the reported trespasser then got into a fight outside the building. The trespasser then stabbed Wright with an unknown sharp object before fleeing the scene to a nearby bus stop. Wright followed the stabbing suspect to the bus stop and shot him. Both people involved were transported to UMC with non-life-threatening injuries. I don't know how I feel about this situation. I was really hoping this would shoot back to my last topic and we could say, like, yeah, guns are awesome. This guy probably shouldn't have done that. Okay, first off, you got the guy to leave your store. Close the fucking doors, get back to work. Don't follow him out there. Then you get in a fight with the guy. Wouldn't have happened if you were inside. Then you get stabbed. Well, that guy shouldn't have stabbed you. Then that guy left, so the danger's kind of gone, right? The danger is retreating. So there's no reason to follow him and then shoot him. There is a reason. You know what I mean? There's a personal reason why you would do that. I'm sure it felt good to blast that fucking dude. But legally, I don't think you're allowed to fucking do that. I'm pretty fucking sure you're not. Because when I took all my gun classes, my gun law classes, my gun safety classes, that's not allowed. Hold on. North Las Vegas Police Department arrested him on charges of attempted murder with a deadly weapon, possession of a firearm by prohibited person, which means he was probably a felon, possession of stolen property referencing the gun. So he had a stolen gun, and destroying or concealing evidence. Holy shit. What? How does this guy have a job? He's a felon with a gun, going out fighting bums and then shooting them, working at a 7-Eleven? Get the fuck out of here. Are you kidding me? Working at a convenience store with a pistol? Oh, that's... So, let me explain to you guys this, man. This guy should have never had a gun. The law says he should have never been able to get one. The law says he should have been in possession of one. The law says he shouldn't have that shit on him at work. Yet somehow he got it. Despite all the laws. Despite him not supposed to be having it. Despite even facing jail time if he gets caught. Still gonna have it. Still doesn't care. Still wants to protect himself. I mean, part of that probably has to do with he's working at a super shitty area of town where he's probably gonna get robbed. Let's say this guy goes to work 40 hours a week. I would say it's going to be 5 weeks before he gets robbed on his shift. That's what I'm telling you. Pancake Mind says Aaron Hernandez Killer Inside documentary on Netflix is good, kind of. It is pretty good. It's a documentary on Aaron Hernandez, but then it turns into a documentary on CTE, and then it turns into a documentary on homophobia. So it's kind of a weird one. There's another Aaron Hernandez documentary coming out. I wish I would have allotted some time to talk about that, but we're already a little bit over schedule, so let's try to race through these news articles real quick. City closes down downtown Las Vegas nightclub after alleged, quote, pattern of violence. Now, this is Club Red. They changed the name to Club 512. It's not that bad of a club. It's just in a part of downtown where everyone always will get in a fight. It's really heavily lit up, and there's kind of like, it's kind of easy to run away. So if you punch somebody, you can run away. But I think the issue here, I'm not even going to read this because I already read it earlier. The issue here is that the security guards in this club take it upon themselves to beat people's asses way too often. And it happened over and over and over again. I think the article said police were called 88 times, 88 incidents over the span of 3 years. That actually doesn't seem that bad. 88, like, you're... Fights are going to happen all the time. I've been in a fight outside this place. I've been in multiple fights within a quarter mile of this building. Just because people get drunk down there and they start shit. And sometimes they start shit with other drunk guys. Sometimes it's just a bum. Sometimes it's two bums fighting over fucking the last crack rock or something. Anyways, this place gets shut down, whatever. It used to actually be called Insert Coins. It was a video game bar, which also got shut down. Then it turned into Club Red, which got shut down. And then it turned into Club 512, which I may be mistaken, but I think 512, I think those are the letters from the phone, or it would just be like R-E-D, 512. That sounds, I don't have a phone in front of me that has those numbers. I wonder if that's what it is. I don't know, whatever. It's got to be something close to that. 512 must mean something. But the issue here is security guards got out of hand. When I was a security guard, we had very, very specific instructions to not just go up and beat somebody's ass. You're not allowed to go out of your club and then knock a dude out, okay? You get away with it sometimes. You're especially if you're a bouncer or if you're at like a really like seedy kind of club. Like I saw several fights at the strip club back in the day. You're allowed to do that shit if you're in a club like that and it doesn't really get to police. But this is on Fremont Street. This is a tourist attraction. This is where hundreds, thousands of people walk by. Thousands and thousands of people walk up and down this street every single day. You can't be out there beating people's asses. So I'm not concerned about that. Do you guys have any clubs like that or places like that where you've seen, I'm not really a club guy, but I always hear stories of it, of people waiting in line for a club, and then a fight breaks out in the line, and two people are fighting, three people are fighting, and then like a bouncer jumps out and fucking knocks somebody out. I always hear these stories. It's like one big Jersey Shore episode at these places. That's, number one, that's not my main reason to not want to go to a club, but that's got to be one of them. I don't want to be in there. I don't want to be in the crossfire of some guy just getting mad and punching me because he thought that I was fucking talking to his bitch, or I spill a drink on somebody's shoe and then I got to get in a fight and then I get knocked out by a bouncer who I wasn't even talking to. Bunch of Leahys and Randys out there. Pancake knows. Next article. FAA investigating after jet fuel was dumped on children in LA. It left 60 children injured. I don't understand this. We're really running out of time here. A day after a Delta Airlines plane dumped jet fuel over several Los Angeles schools. They say it like they targeted only the schools. Like they flew the plane low and they're like, school coming up, drop it. Federal authorities said the pilots of Delta Flight 89 did not ask for approval to release the fuel as part of their emergency landing. Was the fuel hot? I know that fuel is probably like really acidic or something. It probably hits you and burns. It probably can eat through your skin. Can somebody confirm or deny if that's something that gasoline does from an airplane? Air crews will typically notify air traffic control of an emergency and indicate they need to dump fuel. Air traffic controllers directed the plane to the... Oh, usually they would direct the plane to the appropriate fuel dumping area. This crew did not do that. According to the audio of the conversation, a Delta pilot and an air traffic controller posted, the pilot said the flight would return to Los Angeles because one engine had compressor stalls. Pilot says, we've got it back under control. We're going to come back to LAX. We're not critical. We're going to slow to 280 knots. And why don't you point us downwind at 8,000 feet? And we'll turn back to LA. Tower. Okay, so you don't need to hold or dump fuel or anything like that? Negative. The FAA... I hope you guys appreciate what I do for you with these fucking voices. The FAA said the fuel dumping procedure did not occur at the optimal altitude that would have allowed the fuel to atomize properly. Holy shit. Fire crews treated 60 people after the fuel fell over 5 elementary schools and 1 high school. Why does it... How many schools are there close together? How did this one thing of fuel... Nobody was walking by the convenience store blockway. They just were suddenly saved. It only hit schools. Nobody was out shooting hoops at the park. It's only schools. What are you talking about? It treated 60 people. I don't understand. I need more information. Jesus Christ. Solidus says the amount of liquid clustered together falling from that height would hurt a lot rather than something like rain, which is rather individual. Oh, so maybe it fell like big blobs of jelly? A big fucking flubber ball just beans you right in the head? And then catches fire and explodes? 5 schools exploding, burst into flames, huge plume, fucking mushroom cloud. Screaming everywhere. Eminem makes a song about it the next day. plane control. The Boeing's the plane was headed to Shanghai, China. It had 181 people on board, according to radio traffic. That's the best joke of the day. The aircraft landed safely after a release of fuel, which was required as part of a normal procedure to reach safe landing weight. Anyways, I'm not going to read any more about this unless I can skim through and find something good. These procedures call for fuel to be dumped over designated unpopulated areas, typically at higher altitudes, so the fuel atomizes and disperses before it reaches the ground. It is a very rare thing, blah, blah, blah. The fuel evaporates sometimes. The children changed from their clothes and wore gowns. Are we reading the same story? I'm skipping through a lot of these lines. Drops of water were coming down. I thought it was a rainbow. I looked up, and it was gasoline. Miguel Cervantes, a sixth grader, said his skin itched afterwards. I thought it was smoke, but when it went down, I felt it, and it smelled like gas. With the monitoring devices that we have, there are no explosive limits that are being detected at all, as well as solid or liquid products remaining. Los Angeles County Fire Department Battalion Chief Jason Robertson said, do we really have to say all these words? Los Angeles County Fire Department Battalion Chief Jason Robertson. Jesus Christ. Okay, some shit fell out the air. It made some kids itch. Newsworthy? I think not. Come back with something explosive. Conservative moms slam Burger King for the use of the D word, douchebag, in a commercial. Oh, this, I'm not eating that fucking fake burger, you douchebag. Is that what they said? I'm not eating that fucking animal shit. I'm not eating no plant-based bullshit, you fucking douche. Activist conservative group 1 Million Moms is taking aim at Burger King for using what it calls the D word in a commercial promoting the non-meat Impossible Whopper. In the ad, a group of people taste test the plant-based patty. With a mouthful of food, one man says, damn, that's good, you douchebag. How is damn? I mean, I get it, but bunch of fucking Karens out there mad that somebody said damn? You got to be kidding me. But I need to speak to the manager of Burger King right now. I need to speak to that douchebag, that damn fucking asshole, that piece of shit, damn asshole. I thought you don't like that word. Anyways, 1 million moms posted a press release criticizing the use of the D word. 1 million moms finds this highly inappropriate. This is almost as bad. Almost as bad as saying raid before the raid fucking message drops. When responding to the taste test, he didn't have to curse. Or if, in fact, it was real and unscripted interview in which the man was not an actor, then Burger King could have simply chosen to edit the profanity out of the commercial. Damn, bitch! Who cares? Jesus Christ. You know what? Solidius is right. We're out of problems. The world, 1 million moms, has run out of problems. Fucking close up shop. Whatever you started this organization for, you solved it. Because there's nothing to be mad at anymore. If this is the shit that fucking makes your year, that gets you in the news, the fucking D word, then you could close up shop and just say, job well done. Pat each other on the back, not too hard, and just say, we did it. We've run out of problems. This should, 1 million moms sounds like it should be like a DUI thing. Like a bunch of fucking, bunch of kids crash and 1 million moms wants to save their children or something. Why are you, what, like the D word? Fucking Jesus Christ. I don't understand. Burger King's Impossible Whopper ad is irresponsible and tasteless. It is extremely destructive. It is extremely destructive and damaging to impressionable children viewing the commercial. If this is extremely destructive and damaging, you should see the shit. 1 million moms, come to the fucking McGregor fight on Saturday. Come over to my house. All million of you. Come over. There's going to be kids here. I want you to see the type of debauchery that happens around 5-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 12-year-olds. I want you to see the type of world that I live in. And then you tell me that this is extremely destructive to hear the word damn? I don't understand it. I feel like this is classic, like, sheltered mom, right? This is extremely destructive. I get it. You want everything to be kid-friendly. That's cool, I guess. I mean, why were you watching? This commercial probably didn't come on in the middle of SpongeBob, right? It probably came on in the middle of some prison documentary about MS-13 fucking killing the Norteños, but cutting their heads off. And then you're like, oh, very educational, am I right, Timmy? Oh, damn, that Whopper's good. Oh, his ears! His ears! Unplug the TV in case they do it again! Randall, get in here! Unplug the television! I can't take this serious. I feel like this has got to be like a publicity thing. Just... It's got to be a publicity thing just for them to get, like, their name 1 million moms back in the news. Whatever. Let's move on. This is insane. This is insane that we're dealing with this type of shit. It's a slow week in the news. Couple arrested after police find a baby dead and their kids had bugs crawling out of their ears. Now, this 1 million moms, where the fuck were you when this was happening? Where the fuck was the outrage? The extremely destructive behavior that these bugs were doing in these children's ears. Where were you at for this one? You're over there fucking bitching at Burger King. Jesus Christ. Let's read. An Arizona couple is facing more than half a dozen felony charges in connection with the alleged abuse of their 5 children. Oh, you want to talk abuse? Fuck, dude. I bet they probably said damn 3 times. They sat all the kids down and said, damn, damn, damn. Oh, abuse. Abusive. Including a baby who died. Oh, probably died from a broken heart from listening to too much profanity. And another who was found to have a traumatic brain injury that came from the use of the word damn. Police arrested the people, whatever, 2 days after firefighters responded to the hotel where the family was staying, pronounced their 1-month-old baby's dead. They called 911 Sunday night that the baby was not breathing. Their other children, another 1-month-old baby, were in the room. 15-month-old, 4-year-old, and 6-year-old. Please lock these parents up forever. For the rest of time, lock them in a room with, let them only eat cockroaches. Ramirez had gone to the store earlier that day. They called him to come back. The baby was choking, blah, blah, blah. Let's keep reading. I don't know. According to court documents, Ferguson reported that he had hit Ramirez after losing his temper, but denied hitting, harming, or hurting the children. Moving on, police said the 4-year-old told them Ferguson threw the baby who died on the ground. Ramirez denied, saying he would harm his children. I don't know. He said would hurt it or would not hurt it. Wait a second. Let's reread this. Okay, Gabriella did this. I fucking feel it. Digital staff. Police said the 4-year-old told them that Ferguson threw the baby who died on the ground. Ramirez denied that, saying that Ferguson would harm his children. It's probably supposed to say wouldn't. I don't understand. What the fuck ever. Anyways, we know what happened here. These babies were fucking neglected. They got cockroaches crawling out of their fucking ears. Parents who did this locked them up forever. Final article. You know what? We're going to skip this one. This is stupid. That's all we got for today. We talked about a lot, man. We talked about a lot of articles today. The first one, we talked about Eminem's new song. I want to hear your guys' thoughts on that. By the way, we're wrapping up right now. I'm fucking out of breath. I'm tired. We've gone way over time today. This clerk shot somebody that stabbed him in a gas station. You guys are all just fucked up people. I don't care what happens to you. Fremont nightclub shut down. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to the nightclub. Dropping gasoline on children, I am against it. Say I. damn. Okay, this is the real fucking thing. This is the real article of the podcast. Is the word damn, is it that big of a deal? I think 99.9% of people would say no. And it baffles me why these groups exist. We've run out of problems. I mean, I've said that a million times. That's just how it is. If you're a Twitch user and you're watching this on YouTube, let me know your thoughts on the whole raid thing. Should I be put to death or just be in prison for 50 years for writing a word too early, for spoiling the raid? Oh my God. Also, cake muscle information will be out soon. Please support, tell a friend. If you need a skateboard deck, cakemuscle.com is where they will be. I will also be announcing more information on all my social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, whatever. I appreciate you guys for being here. The post show will be a little bit short today, but stick around if you guys want to crack some jokes and hang out. Other than that, I appreciate everyone for being here. Give me a hell yeah in the chat, by the way, so I can shout out you guys by name. A lot of you guys stuck around for the entire podcast. By the way, if you tuned in late, I'm talking to you, Vinny Bond. You guys can watch this next time on Friday, right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, live podcast, twitch.tv/ninjalifestyle, or you can watch this on Sunday. The podcast comes out on Sunday. It is a repeat Sunday, right around early in the morning on youtube.com/ninjalifestyle. Shout out to iBookBoy, Vinny Vaughn, OG Mickey, Soladus, Ring-a-Ting-Ting-Ting-Ma-La-Ma-Boy, Keith King, OG Mickey, 902 Rider, Shrinkler-Man-Manker, Pancake, Mines, and Venus Die Traps. I appreciate all you guys. Congratulations to the winner of the free sticker pack. Again, if you're late, watch this on Sunday. It comes out on my YouTube channel. That's all I got for you guys. If you want to help this podcast grow, tell a friend about it. Tell somebody. We made some great jokes today. We talked about politics. A lot of people are afraid. They're afraid to talk about it. Not me. Also, free shit given away. Why is this not a popular podcast? I don't fucking know. I'm doing everything in my power to make it entertaining. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Don't drink too much, but don't drink too little. Let's play that motherfucking song, damn it. There's no meat in this burger? Well, goddamn, you fat bitch fucking douchebag piece of shit. It's delicious.